Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Friday baseball, Biloxi Shuckers Chattanooga Lookouts. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we are joined by Shuckers bench coach and acting manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, thanks for joining us.
As always, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tough loss last night, but it has been quite the fun week for the ball club. Comeback win on Tuesday, big time win on Wednesday. How much fun has it been from this team this week, and how much are you impressed by how good this team has been in the second half?
I mean, obviously, very impressed. The guys continue to do a really good job, of playing as a team. The bats are, coming alive. Pitching has been very solid for us as well. So, it's just good to see everything just coming together.
Talking about everything coming together, how good is it to see in that clubhouse everybody interacting when everything's firing in all cylinders, whether it's the pitching, the base running, the hitting, the defense, it's all coming together?
I mean, it's obviously, a good environment. I think the guys are feeding off each other and seeing everybody just being successful and everybody wants a piece of that cake. So, everybody's just pushing each other to be better and keeping each other accountable. So that's good to see. That's what winning ball clubs, need to have, that kind of environment and energy. So it's good to see.
One of the big things this week has been Brock Wilkin, who I think is on a mission to hit a home run about every single time he steps up to the plate at this ballpark. Three this week, two of them yesterday. Two of them have cleared the scoreboard and left. We're standing right near it. Scoreboard's about 70 feet high off the ground. How impressed have you been by how just the power display from Brock has come out this week?
I mean, obviously, big power bat that we drafted last year. We know he's got that in him, and it's finally, showing in a – in a more consistent basis. He's making some adjustments at the plate, and it's really paying off for him. So it's really good to see him be successful and do what we know he can do at the plate consistently.
You talk about it, just drafted last year. It's one of the fastest rises we've seen a double-A in minor league baseball. Him and Bovee needed all 43 games to get to the double-A level. How much are you impressed then, not only by the home runs this week, but the fact that he's really turned it up a notch in the past about 6 weeks, and it's been just a year since he's been drafted, and he's two steps away from the big leagues?
Well, he's a very mature kid, and he's been making, some really good adjustments and adjusting to the double-A level, and it's just been good to see. He's actually showing what he's made of and, starting to see some more consistent success up here at the double-A level.
I know you work with the guys a lot on the defensive side of things. You made a great play last night towards foul territory. How much have you seen that grown throughout this year for Brock over at third base?
He's been solid for us all year, especially coming in, he's really solid at those as well as the ones going to the side. So, he's just a solid player, and his arm is actually starting to show, some more improvement, and we're seeing that consistent cannon, just being put to work. So that's good to see.
On the topic of power, Connor Scott has been added to this team in first couple of days with this ball club. That bat has shown out in a big time way. A couple of big time hits, a home run in Pearl, which is a hard place to hit a homer in this league. What have you been impressed by, and what have you seen from Connor first couple of days with this team?
He joined us, I think his last team was the Pirates, and if I'm not mistaken, And so far he has been blending in with the team, greatly. Great personality, great kid, and like you said, he came in here and he actually, he's showing off some power, and it's good to see. It's always good to have those kind of guys in the lineup, and I'm excited to see, what he brings to the table, for the remainder of the season. Hopefully he continues to, to just be consistent with that.
But he's one of a couple different additions that have joined this team from outside the organization, whether it's him, Adam Hall, Casey Martin. How have you kind of gone about working these guys in the fold, making sure everybody gets their time, but making sure that all these guys are in this clubhouse fighting for the same goal, even though a couple weeks ago they might have been with a different organization?
I mean, that has been easy for me. They've all, came in and just blended in really, really well with the team, and the personalities have been really solid, hardworking guys, and guys that know how to keep a good environment in the clubhouse. So that has been huge to our success as a group. I think ever since we got those new guys that joined us, like, we have been, like, even more successful than we have been before. So, like, just having those guys, you know, veteran guys that have played for, you know, for a long time at, like, at this level. So, like, I think that just helps us, you know, like, be in a better spot in general, you know, when you have that, all of that experience just come together there.
We're going into the All-Star break. I know you have the kiddos in town with you. Any big plans for the All-Star break?
We're actually going to go to Atlanta. We're going to stay at Chris Romanos' house and just hang out for the break there. Going to go visit Six Flags and probably the Coca-Cola Museum over there in Atlanta. So, you know, excited to just have a few days off and, you know, just enjoy with the family and then be ready to come back after the break and just keep it rolling.
Six Flags, you big roller coaster guy?
I actually like him, yeah. I'm a big adrenaline rush guy, so I don't mind them at all.
Are the kids into them at all, or is it going to be dad's going to go have fun?
I mean, we'll see. We're going to have him try them and then see if they want to get on it. If not, I'll be the one getting on it. So.
Well, there we go. Either way, dad's having a terrific time during the All-Star break.
Amen. Amen.
Fidel, appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Lookouts coming up next.